want to go against him, make it hard for him. And again, here was a case where Zvid's son was losing out, because Reb Zvid's daughter-in-law was being a murderer, rebelling against his son, and you're saying now that the clothing she's holding, she's allowed to keep, so that you're going against Reb Zvid. See, you're saying that, Ladina Eloyi, you're saying the Psak Din against him. Ayomer Avkana said that Miboyi little Rava had this for question. In such a case, Bulei Poshet and Rava didn't come out to a clearer answer. So how come you're saying one way or the other way? So Gemara says, what's the maskana of the Hashta now? The Layitma Lehochib Lehochi. Mashma Rava had it for question. And we don't have any clear Psak Halacha one way or the other way. So again, in the case where the Isha, the lady, is rebelling, that's true, she gets a get. But the husband does not have to give her a tzuba. What about if she's holding her clothing? Could she keep it or not? So Halacha is like this. Tofsa, since it's a suffix, if she has it already, she's tofa, she's holding it. Lo maskini mino. We can't take it away from her. But lo tofsa, let's say she did not take any clothing, and now she wants to come back into the house to get some clothing. The Halacha is lo yavin lo. The husband does not have to give it to her. In other words, the husband is a muchzak in the nechasim. He has everything. So, minasofik, he doesn't have to give her anything. Just if she comes by herself and tofas and chaps it, grabs it, then the lochrish is allowed to keep what she's holding. Now, umashin in law, treisa yachi shosa gita. Mashma, we still make away 12 months for a get. So, drashi, ulai tachzabo. We make her wait now 12 months, because maybe she'll be chayzer. So I think I'm not sure on the locher. I think this is going even on this last case. Even the case where she says moyusalai, and the locher is we don't talk her into staying together, but I call upon him, be like, tell the husband you don't have to give a get so fast though. And he's supposed to give her a get. But mashm, I'm not sure on the locher. I think that's the way it is though. The mashm, even so though, we tell him he can wait 12 months though. And Rashi says, because maybe she'll be chayzer. Like, don't give the get before 12 months. Well, mashin in law, treisa yachi shosa gita. These 12 months now, again, where the lady is rebelling, and the husband, he would want to stay married, just she doesn't want to. So he tells the husband, you don't have to give her get for 12 months, but these 12 months now, less lom is zayin mibal. The husband does not have to support her, does not have to give her anything, because she's rebelling, she's the one that's saying no. If it was up to him, he would want to live with her. So in such a case, he does not have to give her mizaynus. Omer avtuvia bakisna, omer shmuel. Koisvin igeris merid al arusa. In this case, let's say an arusa where she is being married, you know, she's saying that she doesn't want to live with the husband, and the husband wants to, so we write up an igeris merid to the husband as if to say he can give her a get and he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. We write up an igeris merid against an arusa. V'yein koisvin igeris merid al shemeris yovim. But if the case is that her husband died and there was a brother-in-law alive, and now she's being married. We'll soon see what the case is. The question means she's rebelling and saying, I don't want to have Yibam with you. I don't want to have Chalitz with you. Then we don't write any Geras Merit. We don't write a letter up for the husband as if to say, if later, for some reason, there's a Ksuba involved, he does not have to pay a Ksuba. By a Shemeris Yavim, we do not write up the Geras Merit. The question is why? Before we said the din of a Meredes, where she's rebelling against the husband, Achasli Arusa, doesn't make a difference if she's only an Arusa. That means the husband married her and they only had Kedushin so far. And now the husband wants to make Nisuyin, says, come on, it's time to make Nisuyin, I want to live together. And she says, nothing doing. She's a Meredes, she's saying, no, I don't want to have Nisuyin with you. So in such a case, she's also called a Meredes, that the din is, she loses the Ksuba. So Achasli Arusa Nisuyin, or rather whether they were married already with Nisuyin, and now she's being a Meredes. Afilu Nida, even if she's a Nida and she's rebelling. Afilu Cheli, even if she's sick. And we had before the Afilu Shemeris Yavim. Mashma Shemeris Yavim, when her husband died and the brother-in-law wants to make Yibum, and she refuses, she's also called a Meredes, that she'll lose her Ksuba. So how come we just got finished saying that we don't write an Igeris Mered for a Shemeris Yavim? Why not? Mashma, even by a brother-in-law, also you write a Din Meredes, that she loses her ksuba. So Mar says, there's no stira. Kan shetova who? Kan shetova he. It depends who's rebelling, who's asking, like, to make the yibum, and who's refusing. One case is shetova who means the man, the brother-in-law, he wants to make the yibum. He tells her, let's make yibum, or else let's make halitza. And she's rebelling, she's saying no. Kana, the next case is no Shatovi. She is the one that says, let's make Yibum. And he says no. So Rashi says like this. Shetovahu v'himaredis. When he's asking for Yibum and she's rebelling. Tovahi, or else when she's asking, who married? So what's the law like this? The Yomarach tachlifi baravim yomar shmuel. Tovahu, if the man, the brother-in-law, comes over to a sister-in-law. If the husband died, the brother died and says, let's make Yibum. Tovahu, he, the man, says, let's make Yibum. So, and she says, no, I don't want to. Halach riznus kokakin loy. We listen to him. And therefore, she's rebelling now. She's called the Meredis. And she'll lose the Ksuba if there'll ever be a question of a Ksuba. Therefore, in this case, we do write up an Igeris merit. Mashenken Tovahi. Let's say she, the Shemeris Yibum, she says, I want to make Yibum. She goes to the brother-in-law and says, marry me. And he refuses. Then the din is ain't a zakkin law. We don't make any deal about it for her. We don't write any geris merit. Mashmehi, the brother-in-law, is not called a meredis. So we have to know why not. But I call upon him, that's the difference. If she is refusing, she's called a meredis. But if he, the brother-in-law, is refusing, saying, I don't want to make Yibum, he is not called a meredis. So Gemara says, why? Like, v'maya kimta lahodesh Shmuel, where did you put on Shmuel's case? That Shmuel is the one that said you don't write in the Geris merit for Shemeris Yovim. Now, as we don't look at her, Vishetovahi, the case is where she came to the Yovim and said, let's make Yibum. And he refuses. So, good, we listen to him, and we can't do anything for her. We don't make an Geris merit for her, her sake. Shalom is why? Vishetovahi, high kais, for the Gemara is so, high kais for the Geris merit ala Rusa. So Shmuel's talking about where she is being Toveya. So then an Arusa would mean like this, where the man and lady had Kiddushin, and she comes to the husband and says, Ishno, it's time to make Nisuyin. So she is being Toveya to live with the husband. And the husband is saying no, that the husband is called a Meredis. That we have the din of the Mishnah, that when the husband is a Meredis, so the din is we add on to Ruksuba every week another 3 dinarin. So Mashmah, that does apply. So for the Gemara, that's the case over here. That the Arusa, she is telling the husband, come, let's make Nisuyin, and he's being married, saying no. So Mara says, if so, Haikos v'nigeris merit al Arusa, mashm against the Arusa, li Arusa mi boile. It should have said, we write the Igeris for the Arusa. In other words, she should have a letter saying that her husband is being married on her, the husband does not want to make the Nisuyin, and therefore every single week, we're going to add on to a Ksuba, 3 dinarin. That's the way it should have said. Gemara says, Lakash, that's not a kash. I'll tell you, Nechanami. Tani li Arusa, and Nechanami, write that you should add, you write the Geris Merid for the Arusa. But now the question is, Domai, Shino Shemeris Yovim. Deloy. How come when she complains, if she's a Shemeris Yovim, and she tells the Yovim, come make Yovim with me, we don't listen to her, it means nothing. Why? The Armin in law, Zil Lemif Karatom, we tell her, what do you care? You don't have the Chiyah to get married anyway. There's the mitzvah Puruvu doesn't go on the lady. So therefore, we don't listen to her. For the Gemara is so, Arusa nami naimalo zil lemif karato. The same thing, when she's an Arusa, they had Kedushin. And now she's mourning the husband, come, let's make Nisuyin. And he's saying, no, I don't want to make Nisuyin with you. Why is there a din of Meredis there? The husband's being married. Why? We should tell her, what do you care? You're not Mechuyiv in the midst of Puruvu anyway. Elos Mashma, no, that we say she has a right to say she wants to get married. She has a right to say she wants to have children. And we'll soon see why. So it's still back to Akash and Shemeris Yovim. Elul Gemara says, Lobo Machmastaina. The lady has a reason why she wants children. True, you're telling me I'm not mitzvah in the mitzvah, but she has a reason. The Yomer, she says like this, Bina chutru liyada, I want a stick for my hand. Like Rashi says, when she becomes an old lady, she's going to want somebody to help her. If you have a child, the child will help her when she comes older. So she has a taina, I don't want to stay without children. I want to have a stick when I get older. Umara l'kfura, I want a shovel for my burial. But when Rachmanis, when she dies, she wants someone to take care of the kfura. So the kids, she wants to have children, she has a taina. So that's why an Arusa has a good taina. When they made Kedushin already, she has a right to mourn the husband, it's time to make the Nisuyin, come make the Nisuyin. And if he doesn't make the Nisuyin, he's called rebelling. And therefore we add on to a ksuba every week, 3 dinarin. For the Gemara, if so, Hachanami Shemeris Yavim, the Bo Machmas Taina can be the same thing then. When she lost the husband and the brother-in-law now doesn't want to make Yibum, why don't we listen to her? She tells the brother-in-law, I want to get married, to have children. I don't want to go without children. Ela, the case is like this. Idiv Yidi Shetavu, I'll tell you no. Both cases Shemeris Yavim is where the husband is asking her. The husband is being Tavei Shetavu, the husband says, let's make Yibum. So one place we listen to him, one place we don't. Full kasha. Kan lachles, kan liyibum. One place is where the husband wants to make chalitza, and one place where the husband wants to make yibum. The Yomarev Padas Omrev Yechanan. If he goes over to her sister-in-law and tells her, listen, I want to make chalitza with you. And if she says no, she's called the meredis. And we write in the Igeris Mered, then she loses the ksuba. Mashenkein tova liyibum. Let's say the brother-in-law tells her, I want to marry you now. And she says no, she's rebelling. Then we don't listen to him. She has a right to say, I don't want to make yibum with you. How come by yibum that we don't listen to him? Why? The Armina lay, we tell the husband, if you want to get married and she doesn't want to marry you, so go get married to somebody else. So therefore, when the brother-in-law asks her to make yibum and she says no, it's not so bad. Because if you want to get married, that's all, we tell you get married to another lady. When you ask her to make chalitza and she says no, what's so bad about that? Let's tell the brother-in-law, he can get married to somebody else. She can't get married to anybody else. She's a Shemeres Yavam. But the brother-in-law that's alive, he can get married to wherever he wants to. So even if he's asking for chalitza, why is she called the meredes? The chura, we should tell him, go get married to somebody else. Versus Elowat, the Omar, you have to say, he has a time to know. Even the Agidabay, Lamaisa, she's my Shemeres Yavam. She's my sister-in-law, and now that my brother died, there's a mitzvah zika, either to make chalitza with her or to make yibum with her. So he comes with a taina, like Kayav Liachriti, nobody else doesn't want to marry me now. No other lady will marry me now. Like, since Lamaisa, my mitzvah is to make chalitza or to make yibum, before I do one of these two things, I'm not going to find another shidduch. So that's why the husband, the man, has a good taina. So the same thing for yibum. If the brother-in-law says, I want to make yibum with you, why isn't that a good taina? What do you mean we tell him, don't marry her, marry somebody else? How come I can say nobody else is going to marry me? That since I have a mitzvah, I have a sister-in-law that I have to do something with her, before I do something with her, nobody else will marry me. So of course it's a good taina that the brother-in-law says, you have to make yibum with me. So why isn't he called a good taina? Why is she not called a meredes? So Mar says the maskonas like this. No, both cases is where the brother-in-law now is telling the sister-in-law, I want to make yibum with you. I want to marry you. And she's being a mermaid, she's saying no. So, but like Kasha, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Khan Kimishnah Rishayna, Khan Kimishnah Reina. We have two svaras in the Mishnah in Yavamis. That's now we learned like this. First Mishnah said, Mitzvah Yibum Kedamas LeMitzvah Chalitza. The case where the brother dies, so the other brother that's alive now, there's a mitzvah of him to marry his wife. Mitzvah Yibum comes first. So according to the first Mishnah, it's very good that when he tines for yibum and she says no, she's called a meredes, that we take away her ksuba. Mitzvah yibum, kodesh mitzvah chalitza. Now it says, Rishayna though, shayim mitzchavon l'shem mitzvah. That's only good by the Mishnah Rishayna when used to be tzadikim, used to do it l'shem mitzvah. But achshav, nowadays, shayim mitzchavon l'shem mitzvah. If a brother-in-law marries a sister-in-law, we have to be afraid he's not doing it only l'shem mitzvah, but maybe because she looks nice, he likes her, he enjoys her, he wants to have a good time with her, and then the svara there is, that's not the mitzvah, it's called the navera. It's omru, so therefore now we say the loch is, mitzvah chalitza kademas l'mitzvah yibum. And that's the loch l'maisa, now we don't make yibum anymore, we just make chalitza. So l'maisa now that the din is only to make chalitza, therefore if the brother-in-law is coming to her and saying, listen, I want to marry you, I want to make yibum with you, and she says nothing doing, she's not called a meredes. We talk to listen to her. She has the right to say, I don't want to marry you, because she's afraid maybe you're not going to do it, the shei mitzvah. So according to the Mishnah Achroina that we don't do yibum today, she's not called a meredes. But according to the first Mishnah, that the husband, the mitzvah is to make yibum. And if he wants to marry her and she says no, at that time she was called a meretz. So kids, these are the klolim here, that certain times the husband should give a get, and certain times we try and talk her into us, staying married together. But I call upon him as long as it takes, we take away from a ksuba seven dinrin each week. Ad most of you pray, the Mishnah says, how long do we keep on taking away from a ksuba? So it's so the first month you ever said as long as the ksuba goes, and then we said no, even the taisa ksuba also, or even the nedunya. Now, my tarfikin, the Yehuda says we take away 7 tarfikin from off each week. My tarfikin, omer ha-sheshes astiro, a coin called astiro. Kam astiro, how much is an astiro? Talgu de zuz, half of the zuz. Tani nam yach, along with this also. We have Yehuda oimer, shloisha tarfikin, we take away from off 3 tarfikin. Shehein tisha moyin, it's 9 moyin. Comes out more of a chatz l'chol yoyin. 6 days of the week, we take away from off. So 1.5 comes out to be 9. Omale Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, mai shno iyu diavinen le de Shabbos. How come by him, Rashi, kishima when she's the meredes alov, to ashiva tafrika tafrika liyim. When she's the meredes, then we take away from Aksuba 7 tafrika in the week. That means every day of the week we take off a tarfik. That means even on Shabbos also we take off a tarfik. For Maishna Ihi, how come though when he's rebelling, that then the locher is we add on to Haksuba if the husband is rebelling and saying he doesn't want to live with her, then in the period of time that we're trying to convince him to live with his wife still, we add on to Haksuba every week 3. How come 3 now is only Kenevet 6 days of the week? For the Maishna Ihi, Lo Yavina Le the Shabbos, we don't add on for the day of Shabbos. It's much like this. Ihi the Mifchis. When she is rebelling, what do? We take away from Aksuba. Kopokas, we take off Aksuba. Then we sell a Mesek as Chashabbos. It doesn't look like we're gaining any money for Shabbos. Therefore, even on Shabbos also, we take off from Aksuba, we take off 7 for the week. Every day we take off either 1 tarfik or else 1 dinner. Ma'ashenk and Ihu, when he is rebelling against her, then the locher is we add on to Aksuba. The Yasufi Komaisva, we're eating on to a Suba, then the Svari is Mechsek is Chashabis.